Welcome to another episode of Championship Circle. I've been gone with y'all for a minute now. I miss y'all. Hope y'all miss me. But I'm back. Been about, I say, 2 weeks since I made a new episode. But it was for a reason. 2 weeks ago, it was one of the worst moments of my life. And I say that because 2 weeks ago, Mr. Coronavirus, COVID-19, is what his nickname is. But he came, he saw, and he conquered my sports world. Man, I was depressed, man. Like, I don't know how other sports fans took it, but 2 weeks ago when it hit, I think it was on a Wednesday, when it started, I was watching the NBA, still remember it, watching the NBA games, Dallas versus Denver. I was watching the game. Then they announced that they were about to cancel the season because of the coronavirus. So I still didn't think nothing of it. Watched the game. My Mavericks won. So the next game, Sacramento played Pelicans. Supposed to play Pelicans, doubleheader. And they canceled the game right before when they were warming up. They came out and announced that they won't gonna be no game. From that point on, my sports world got turned upside down. The next day, ESPN, all the sports outlets was reporting that everything in the sports world was shutting down. The NBA had canceled their season. They canceled it. That hurt my heart. My son found out they canceled the NBA season. And he said, "I'm about to go crazy." I still remember it. It was like, "I'm about to go crazy." But, I mean, it really hit the sports world, this coronavirus. I mean, basketball shut down first. Then they started canceling baseball games. And eventually, they canceled the baseball season. Hockey games. Canceled the hockey games. But one thing they canceled that it really tore me apart when they canceled it. When they canceled the rest of the college basketball season. When they did that, it just felt like a piercing went through my heart, man. I mean, like, y'all just don't know how, like, sentimental I am about my sports. I love my sports. That's why I chose to do a podcast. I love sports, man. I love sports. And when they canceled the NCAA season, man, only thing I could think about was March Madness. March Madness. That's the only thing I can think about. I think it was like, what, like right there, the end of February, going into March. No March Madness. I don't remember the last time. It ain't never been in my life No March Madness, man. Like, March Madness is one of the biggest events of the sports world next to the Super Bowl, to me, anyway. Next to the Super Bowl, March Madness. Is March Madness? I love March Madness because it's thrilling. It's you never know who can win. March Madness, Super Bowl, then the NBA playoffs. That's my lineup. I choose March Madness over all them events because it's something about March Madness. It's just you got to be tuned in, man. It's always upsets, always your Cinderella team that you never thought would make it to the Elite Eight or Final Four or even the championship game. Now, I can't even witness none of that. Mr. Corona, why couldn't you just stay a Bill? Oh, man. This coronavirus, man, done shut down everything. Everything. And I mean, it just came out of nowhere. And not only the sports world, like, now is affecting businesses, especially small business. Like, right now, mandatory shutdown for barbershops, salons, casinos, sweepstakes, any small business. Shutting down May 15th. Shutting down till May 15th. Man, people going to have to start learning how to cut hair and do hairstyles. Because, man, it's gonna be ugly out here, man. People can't go to the barbershop and to the salon for 2 months. It's going to be ugly out here, man, because of Mr. Corona. Mr. Corona came through and shut things down. But like I keep telling my boys, I tell everybody, for some reason, it don't worry me. It don't worry me. I'm going on with my everyday life without sports. That's what's really killing me, because without sports. But I be shut in the house, working back home, shut in the house. I play it safe. I play it cautious. But I ain't worried about it. Because I know if you got faith in God, ain't no virus can strike no fear in your heart. That's why I be telling my boys, I got too much faith to be worried about a virus. I still be cautious, sanitize, stay away from sick folks that's coughing a lot. Yeah, I do all that. But at the same time, I don't fear it. Like, I don't look at the news every 10, 15 minutes and see how many cases they done got, or, you know what I'm saying? That's just the media to me. The media plants whatever they want the viewer to think. They plant it in their brain. That's how I feel. The media can brainwash the weak-minded people. It brainwashes them. Like, the media controls the masses. The news, the TV shows, radio, it controlled the masses. People look at it, and for some reason, it's like you got to believe what they say just because they are the media. But in my honest opinion, do your own research. The news, television, I break it down always. Tell lies to your vision. That's television. Like Nas said, Fox News, they liars. They liars, man. But that's just my opinion about the coronavirus. Because I know that I haven't been with y'all for a while. So y'all miss my voice. I know you do. But I'm back now. Then, as the weeks went on, the days went on, carried on to the following week, which was last week, and still no sports, man. But then they start the XFL council. Vince was hanging in there for a little while, but the XFL finally canceled. But the thing about it is, the thing about the whole situation is, certain events still tried to go on, but without fans. Without fans. And that was kind of crazy because the NBA wasn't going to do it first. And it was so much backlash. Like LeBron said, if he walk in the gym, it won't be no fans. He won't play. Which I understand that. It's like practice then. Like you having an NBA game with no fans. That's practice. So they didn't go through with it. But you still had the UFC. They did an event. They had a fight with no fans. It looked crazy, man. It looked crazy. Then they did WWE wrestling, SmackDown, with no fans. So I turned to it. I was just interested in just to see how was this going to work, wrestling without fans. Because, you know, the fans, like, are the hype men for the wrestlers. Like, when they come out, the wrestlers hyping up the fans, or, you know, the bad guy come out and the fans booing them. You know, and the fans react to the wrestler, and the wrestler react to the fans. So I was like, I'm going to see how they're going to do this. So they had it, the wrestling in the performance center, like where they, you know what I'm saying, train at and stuff, with no fans. But they went on with the show. They went on with the show. The wrestlers came out. It was like doing their regular routine, hyping up the crowd. But there was no crowd. Having interviews. But there was no crowd. Talking to the crowd. What you think about this? But there's nobody there. But they went on with the show. That was lame to me. That was lame to me. But Mr. Corona, you did it. You did it. Mr. Corona shut things down. But, like I said, I hate it that I ain't got my sports. It's nothing on TV now. Like, when I say that I ain't watched nothing but ESPN, Fox Sports, when I tell you that's all I watch, that's all my TV stay on, man. And now, without sports, I don't even watch TV. Sometimes I don't even cut the TV on. What am I watch? I don't even know what's on. I tried to watch Netflix. I can't get through a movie. I mean, I try to watch in a movie. I get bored quick. I try to watch documentaries. And it just ain't the same, man. It ain't the same without my sports. I need my sports. So, finally, I had a break. I had a little hint of some sports. I had a little hint of some sports. The NFL free agency came around. Boy, I was happier than a fat kid with a little Debbie cake in his hand. Boy, I was happy, boy. Free agency. NFL, don't let me down. Free agency started, and it was wild. It was fast-paced, and it was good. Yeah, the coronavirus kind of stopped players from, you know what I'm saying, going, visiting teams or whatever. But I still had some action. I still had some sports. So, I'm going to tell y'all after this break, I'm going to tell y'all about free agency, a couple of wild moves that were made, couple of pickups, a lot of money thrown around. But I tell you all about it when I come back. The NFL free agency, boy, it started out crazy. It started out with one of the craziest trades I think I done seen in a long time. It started out with the Houston Texans trading DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals for David Johnson in the second and fourth round pick. DeAndre Hopkins now, one of the best receivers in the NFL. They trade him for David Johnson, the Arizona Cardinals running back who stay injured, and the second round pick and a fourth round pick. Yeah, they did it. Like, I think that move right there caught everybody by surprise. I didn't see that one coming. Like, you don't trade away your franchise wide receiver when you just got your franchise quarterback in Deshaun Watson. Now, who is Deshaun going to throw it to? You got Will Fuller. I mean, who is he going to throw it to? D-Hop was that man. Catch anything. But you ship him off for a running back that might get hurt on the first tackle. In a second, you ain't even get no first round pick. Got a second round pick and a fourth round pick. You gave him away for some bananas and a jungle juice. That's what you did, Houston. I don't think that you going to come back from that. I think that was kind of a big blow right there. But maybe it was something going on inside the camp that we didn't know about. But all I know is Arizona licked their lips on that deal. They got off on that deal. Congratulations, Arizona. You found your sucker. But in another trade, we had my 49ers. Yeah, DeForest Buckner was my boy. Love DeForest Buckner coming through that middle. But in a surprise trade, we traded him to the Colts for the 13th pick. I understand that trade. I understand that because Buckner was looking to get paid a lot of money. And the way that our defensive line is set up and the way John Lynch is set up, his pocket set up anyway, our rotation was so deep that we could afford to trade DeForest Buckner. Like, we got so, like, Armstead, we went on to pay Armstead, paid him his money. Then you got a young Nick Bosa. You got a young Nick Bosa. You got D Ford on the other edge. Then in the middle, we got DJ Jones, Julian Teller coming back. You can plug him with Solomon Thomas. He can go inside, outside. I mean, our depth was just deep. We can afford to let Buckner go. So we got the 13th pick, but the Colts did get a great player, impact player. But with the 13th pick, that's good for us because I think we're going wide receiver. We got some good elite receivers at the top of the draft. CeeCee Lamb, Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy. I mean, yeah, I think we're gonna have our pick from one of them. So I think that 13 pick gonna come in handy. Another trade, AJ Boye. AJ Boye. He would trade it for a bag of peanuts too. He would trade it from the Jaguars to the Broncos for a fourth round pick. So the Broncos, just like the Arizona Cardinals, think found them a sucker. Cause AJ Boye, he's actually one of the good man-to-man corners in the league. So Denver got them a steal off of that, off a fourth round pick. So Jacksonville, Jaguars, Houston Texans, I think y'all are the donkeys of the league. Yeah, you get donkey of the league. But as free agency go, y'all know one of the biggest names on the market was Tom Brady. Tom Brady, 43 years old, one of the biggest names in free agency. Didn't take him long. Went through a little drama, but it didn't take him long. After he talked with the Patriots one more time, I guess he found out that Belichick really didn't want him. So he came out the office and said, I'm going to Florida. So Tom Brady went to the Bucs, 2 years, $50 million. Tom Brady will not be in a New England Patriot jersey when the season starts. This gonna be crazy. One thing he cannot use for excuse is he ain't got no weapons, because he got Mike Evans, Godwin, OJ Howard. I mean, hey, he can't say he ain't got no weapons. Baron Jones from Dallas, he went to Miami. They made him the highest paid corner, 5 years, $82 million. Robert Quinn, he left Dallas, went to Chicago, 5 years, $70 million. A lot of money out here, man. Teddy Bridgewater got signed by the Carolina Panthers. 3 years, $63 million. Carolina Panthers are going to release Cam Newton. Cam Newton, the supposed to be franchise quarterback, is getting released. That's crazy. All that faith that the Panther fans had in that organization, and they doing Cam like that. That is just ridiculous. But then we got Dante Fowler. Left the Rams, went to Atlanta for 3 years, $45 million. Malcolm Jenkins, safety of the Philadelphia Eagles, now back with the New Orleans Saints, 4 years, $32 million. Manuel Sanders, I hate to see him go, man. 2 years, $16 million, went to the Saints. Manuel Sanders, I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you did for my Niners. Hate to see you go, but like I said, John Lynch, he kind of tight on that pocket of who he pay. And with Emmanuel Sanders' age and with that 13 pick, think Lynch going to go young at that wide receiver spot. Melvin Gordon went. The Chargers said no. We're not paying you. So he went to Denver, 2 years, $16 million. Jordan Howard went to Miami, 2 years, $9.7 million. Vic Beasley from Atlanta went to Tennessee, 1 year, $9 million. Todd Gurley. Who knew that the Rams would release him? That was a surprise. But Atlanta scooped him up. 1 year, $6 million. think that's more of a prove it deal for Todd to show everybody that he still got it. No, he done had problems with his knees. But I think if you limit his load, I think he'll be all right. Ha Ha Clendits went to Dallas, 1 year, $4 million. Phillip Rivers, another ageless wonder quarterback, goes to the Indianapolis Colts, 1 year, $25 million. And see, the thing about this pickup, now that you have DeAndre Hopkins gone from Houston and Jacksonville turned their defense apart and getting rid of Nick Foles, now you're looking at the Colts like they might can win this division. They just might can win that division. So, thank Phillip Rivers. They still kept Jacoby Brissett. Smart move. But I think Phillip Rivers can actually get them over that hump and at least win their division. I can see that. So, Phillip Rivers to the Colts. Think that'll work out. Marcus Mariota to the Raiders. The Raiders pick him up, 2 years, $17 million. Thing about that move is, what are you going to do with Derek Carr? Is you going to release Derek Carr? Is you going to trade him? I mean, what are you going to do with Derek Carr? They already act like they're trying to kick him to the curb. But he got a big contract, so it's going to be hard to trade him. So are they going to release him? Like, this year right here is the year for quarterbacks. If you need a quarterback, this the year right here. Cam about to get released. Andy Dalton still on the trading block. Derek Carr, I think, is going to get released. I really do think Derek Carr is going to get released. I mean, it just, then you got the draft coming up. They want to see what Burrow and Tua and Justin Herbert. I mean, this gonna be the year of the quarterback. Like, if you need a quarterback, this the year to get it. This the year to get it. But like I said, the NFL free agency did keep me kind of grounded this week. Last week, really. Let's say last week. But I still want my sports back. I know the sports fans out there, if y'all feel like me, it's just miserable on the weekend. It's miserable, man. Like, no sports. Like, I was just getting into the XFL, too. I was just getting into the XFL. I was watching the games. It was actually entertaining, tell you the truth. I really did think that the XFL would have made it this year. Just like the quarterback, the XFL players got to sign with the NFL teams Monday, yesterday. So the Carolina Panthers picked up Walker, the quarterback from the Houston Roughnecks, which they were undefeated, which P.J. Walker was the best quarterback in the XFL. He actually played like Teddy Bridgewater. But he got picked up by Carolina Panthers, and another quarterback, Tuama. He played for the XFL. He got picked up by the Kansas City Chiefs. But the XFL, it was actually pretty good. But like I said, Mr. Corona came through, had to shut everything down. 2020, I'll never forget it. It's only March, and a lot done happened in sports. Kobe Bryant, he died. The sports world got shut down. Tom Brady plays for the Tampa Bay Bucks. I mean, and it's only March. So, I'm going to see what the rest of this year going to bring for sports. And I'm back. Championship Circle is back. You like always, you can find me on Spotify, iTunes, any of your sports media outlets. Championship Circle. I'm back, y'all. I'm out.